Hello and welcome to another episode of Blue Alpine TV. In today's episode, we'll talk about South Korea actually removing their ICO ban, and we'll talk about a public SEC investor conference and why you should go there, and we'll talk about 51% attacks and why you should care. All right, let's jump right into this first news story. And I think it's kind of a bit related. Actually, the first and the second news story are a bit related with the current price downturn, if you will. So it says here, South Korea government committee plans to make ICOs legal again. Now, South Korea has banned ICOs, I think, in January for good. So currently, no ICOs are allowed to launch with kind of headquarters in South Korea. Obviously, some South Korean projects have then moved to Switzerland or Singapore or other countries. And it says here that actually South Korea is kind of planning a task force, if you will, to kind of reinstate initial coin offerings, so ICOs. It says here, we need to form a task force, including private experts, in order to improve transparency of cryptocurrency trading and establish a healthy trade order. We'll also establish a legal basis for cryptocurrency trading, including permissions of ICOs through the National Assembly Standing Committee. What is really interesting in this case is when South Korea banned ICOs in a general, especially in, I think, like I said, in January, the public has actually created a huge backlash. So there was a big kind of mass protest, if you will, against the government to actually ask for the government's decision in terms of why have they done what they have done. And normally, as let's say normal citizens, if you will, we always think that the government is so much bigger and doesn't listen to us. But this is exactly an example where everybody's opinion is counting when it comes to decisions like these. So it was probably part of that decision to kind of reinstate or rethink the ICO decision was because people went onto the street and because they have raised a certain amount of awareness. Now you might say, well, I'm not in South Korea, so I don't care about this, but this actually brings me to the next story. If you're in the US and especially in the Atlanta area, this news story is quite interesting. So it says here, SEC investor conference to hold a session on Bitcoin and ICOs. Now, every year there is kind of a SEC investor conference. This year it's in Atlanta, June 13th at the Georgia State University. And there will be a town hall event followed by breakout events where an attendance can meet with members of the SEC for a more informal discussion on issues regarding regulation in the world of fintech, mutual funds, fraud prevention, and cryptocurrency. Now, this is obviously, this will be quite informal, and no big decisions will be made in these meetings or at this conference. But this is actually for you a way to kind of meet the people who are making the important decisions and actually, even if you will, influence them in some positive way. Because if you believe in cryptocurrency, or if cryptocurrency has kind of is in your opinion one thing that every investor should have in his portfolio, like we do believe in, this is a perfect situation where you can meet people, talk to them, also understand their perspective as well. I think that's quite important. We always think that the SEC, banks, and all the governments, etc., are all against cryptocurrency, but this is actually not the case. I think in some cases I understand, or we should understand, their kind of concerns. And in order to do that, we should actually talk to these people. It says here, meet the people who help make Wall Street work for Main Street. All five SEC commissioners are coming to Atlanta to meet with you. And if you're in the area or can make the trip to Atlanta, definitely give this a try. I believe that currently the big question is still what will happen with Bitcoin, Ethereum, and all of these things. Will there be tough regulation coming down on them? It's very unlikely, in my opinion. It says here, it also says here that actually SEC commissioner, including the chairman Jay Clayton, had said in a speech early this year about cryptocurrency and ICOs, that when he thought that whether ICOs were inherently fraudulent, he said actually he doesn't think so. So absolutely not. And it is also kind of unlikely that the SEC is currently looking into heavily into Bitcoin and Ethereum. There was also this discussion whether Ethereum does qualify as a security or not, or whether it's a utility token. And actually, the Ethereum co-founder has come out and said, well, I'm quite comfortable in saying that Ethereum probably won't be qualified as a security. They have met with lawyers, with regulators, and all of these things in order to make sure that they are kind of compliant. So a lot of the fear that you generally still see and can feel in the market is still because there is this kind of unknown that we're still unsure about how the future will behave. But yeah, if you're in the area, Atlanta, definitely make the trip to Georgia State University. Now, last up, we have something quite interesting. Now, in proof of work, the algorithm that a lot of cryptocurrencies are using, there is something called a 51% attack. Now, a 51% attack is, in its simplicity, when you control 51% of the mining power or the hashing power, you can essentially control the network. You can confirm transactions that are not valid. You can reverse transactions. You can create double spending. So you can send one part to one chain and the other part to a side chain, and both chains won't be sure which transaction is correct. So you can technically double spend the money here. And obviously for proof of work, and especially for cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin, Ethereum, etc., the 51% attack is an important kind of attack vector that we have to take into consideration. Now, when we do research and go in depth, we look at this risk as well. Although for most coins that we look at, it's quite a low risk, but sometimes in certain cases, we look at it a bit more in depth. Now, I have found this URL. It says crypto51, and the 51 is the number, .app. And I will link this in the podcast notes and in the video show notes as well. But essentially what it does here, it lists different cryptocurrencies that are using proof of work, and it then shows the market cap, probably taken from CoinMarketCap, shows the algorithm, so what kind of algorithm is being used, and it shows the hash rate, current hash rate, as well as a 1 hour attack cost. Now, they are doing this by comparing prices from NiceHash. Now, NiceHash is a kind of a service where you can rent out mining equipment, if you will. So you can rent out miners and mining power for a certain amount of time, and you pay for that specific time. And what they are saying is, an additional category here is NiceHashable, and it says a percentage. Now, what is really interesting, and you may have heard of it, Bitcoin Private just had recently, Bitcoin Private or Bitcoin Gold, I'm not really sure, has had recently a 51% attack. And it says here that currently, in order to attack it for 1 hour, you would only have to spend $778. And the more down you go in this list for the podcast listener, I'm just scrolling down, the lower the different spendings get. So Mooncoin, for example, $6 to attack the network for 1 hour. Catcoin is even $0. Another one, Pinkcoin, $6. 24 for Geocoin. So you have a lot of like coins here that are kind of running into the risk of being attacked in this kind of 51% type of thing. Now, this is something you have to take into consideration. Now, obviously, we always recommend you to invest into an investment thesis. So kind of build your investment thesis and build on that, kind of invest into the established cryptocurrencies. Obviously, for the cryptocurrencies such as Litecoin, Ethereum, Bitcoin, etc., you could still attack the network, absolutely. I mean, $500,000 for a very wealthy person or an organization is not a lot in Bitcoin's case, but it just shows that the risk is much lower than, for example, such as a different altcoin where it's $6. So this is quite important, and I will link this website in the video notes, show notes. So definitely give this a look and try to see whether some of these coins are also in your portfolio, and kind of rethink whether this is a risk you're willing to take by holding this in your portfolio. And with that, guys, we're already at the end of today's episode. Make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, subscribe to the podcast, and I will see you on the next one. Take care. Goodbye.